Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with someone who's had several wonderful careers. He was a top college football player and at Maryland, and had a wonderful NFL stint. And really, you know, when you get to the top of the game in a sport, and you get into the major leagues, NFL, you've really done something. Now, he is making a name for himself as a WWE wrestler and a TV host. WWE's Most Wanted Treasures is the show. It's on A&E, and we're going to hear all about it from AJ Francis. AJ, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. You got to be excited, right? You got to be excited about the upcoming shows and whatever you've got in the can so far.
Absolutely, because luckily for me, the show's already, like, we've already filmed everything, because it was a whirlwind going from city to city, state to state, tracking down all these items with the legends. It made it a lot easier in negotiation, you know, when you're going to try to find Mankind's original shirt when you got Mankind in the room with you.
Yeah, I was going to say they don't mind turning it over when it's Mankind, you know.
You'd be surprised. Some of these fans don't care at all. They're all about their money. They're all about their ducats. That's what's cool about this show, is that, like, every interaction is so unique, because sometimes I'm going in thinking I got to spend, you know, 10, 15 grand to get an item, and the guy's like, yeah, you can just have it, man. I'm just so happy that I met him.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, that's terrific. I got to believe there's some crossover, too. Some of the folks that you played football with, I imagine, were wrestling fans.
Absolutely. I mean, when I was in the NFL, everybody on my team, one of them that I played with, they knew that my, even though I was in the NFL, it sounds ridiculous, but while in the NFL, people would be like, man, what's it like to live your dream? And I'm like, this is a dream of mine, and it's been really cool. But my dream is to be WWE champion. Like, yeah. It has been since I was a little kid. So, like, I would go to shows. Like, I went to WrestleMania 32 with Earl Mitchell, who was a fellow D lineman on the Miami Dolphins with me. So, like, in the last few weeks since it's been announced, about the show, like, and everything that we're doing for the show, I got all my old NFL buddies hit me up like, yo, have you seen this new show that's going to be on A&E? It's called WWE's Most Wanted Treasures. They're going to track down all the legends, man. He's like, that sounds cool. And I was like, yeah, bro, I'm the host. They're like, what do you mean you're the host? Like,
that's
I'm
great.
The host of the show. Like, I'm the one going with the legends to find the stuff. They're like, no way, prove it. And I have to, like, send them pictures of me, Undertaker. And they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. So, like, it's been really cool for them, too, because, like, they knew that this was my dream even when we were playing together in the NFL. So to get the opportunity to do it is crazy.
Well, listen, that's very funny. But one of the things you just mentioned, the early interest you had in the WWE, who was it for you? Who did you watch as a kid that you said, hey, this is what I'd like to do. I'd like to do what he's doing. Who was the guy?
The Rock was always, like, The Rock is the reason I'm here right now. Like, The Rock isn't the first wrestler that I fell in love with, because I was born in 1990, so as you can imagine,
yeah,
watching, you know, WWE as a two-year-old, that Hulk Hogan would be my favorite person.
Yeah.
And after Hulk Hogan, I fell in 1995, when I was 5 years old, Bret Hart became my favorite person, you know? So yep. It's like, I was the stereotypical audience that WWE pitches to, right? So I went from Hogan to Bret, and then I started watching WCW, and I loved Rey Mysterio, and, you know, I loved Razor Ramon. But it wasn't until The Rock that I was like, wow, this is what I want to do, right? And even still, like, seeing him do the things that he does, like, in the ring, The Rock's not the greatest wrestler of all time. I mean, he's my personal favorite wrestler of all time, but nobody would say The Rock is the greatest technical wrestler of all time. But that didn't matter because he was so good at what he did. And that's the reason I was such a big fan, and that's why I'm talking to you today, because I grew up idolizing him.
Yeah, he transcends wrestling, though. He's a superstar in everything he does. Look what he's done with acting. Just amazing. Very much like you know Schwarzenegger did with bodybuilding, and you know look to the heights that that Arnold Schwarzenegger got to in acting, and you know then later politics, whatever. Dwayne Johnson, I mean, forget it. I mean, he's way beyond a wrestler. But again, it all started there. It started with the WWE. It's got to be exciting where you are and you crossing over into different arenas, which is wonderful.
Yeah, it is. I mean, getting the opportunity to come, I followed WWE my whole life, so I knew just because I played in the NFL that the day that I wanted a WWE tryout would be the day that I got one. Because I know that they recruit top-level athletes and it don't get more top-level than the NFL, especially not in the United States. So when I trained for 6 months before my tryout and I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't more dedicated in those 6 months I trained for my WWE tryout than I was in the 4 months that I trained for the NFL Combine.
Wow.
Because I was. I mean, like, I didn't know what to expect going into the NFL. The fact that I was undrafted and I still played 5 years is incredible. Like, that's incredible, but I knew that my path in the NFL was probably going to go that route. But I expected, like I said, my whole life to be WWE champion. So to then get an opportunity to actually go to the WWE, like, I prepared for that. Like, I didn't have any air in my lungs the day after the tryout if I didn't get picked up. So, like, the fact that I was able to go from the NFL straight to the WWE, and then, you know, before I even get in the ring on TV, because I've been, you know, working in the ring for a couple years already, but before I get in the ring on TV, they're like, oh, hey, you want to go around the country with people that you grew up watching on TV and help reclaim their legacy and also get to spend hours in the car with Mick Foley and The Undertaker and Ric Flair? And I was like, well, I don't want to do that. Absolutely. Please.
Listen, it's great. It's exciting for people on the outside to watch you do this, and it's a journey, and so far so good. I mean, congrats on your time in the NFL and your great college career and everything else, but really, congratulations on this. We know it's your dream, especially after talking to you here. Before you go, can you give us a website, a social media site, and the best place to follow along with WWE's Most Wanted Treasures, I'm sorry.
Absolutely. You can follow me on all social media at AJFrancis410. Once again, that's at AJFrancis410. There's also a Instagram and Twitter for the show called Treasures WWE. Yes, Treasures WWE. And like they release a lot of, you know, behind the scenes stuff. And I'm always, you know, promoting the show because I understand how important this initiative is, and I also understand how great this show is. Having been there and done all the things, I just wish that everybody could see everything that we did. Obviously, everything can't make the show. But the things that will make the show are going to be so great that you're going to love this show.
Well, listen, AJ, congrats on the show. We'll all be watching. And thanks very much for being here.
No problem. Thank you.
AJ Francis, everyone. Check out A&E's WWE's Most Wanted Treasures. And AJ's the host. And he's, you know, I guess he's on that way to getting there. Also, you know, let's face it, from a business standpoint, the more exposure that he gets, the more likely he's going to get those opportunities to go for the championship. And they like recognizable names and faces and the sharp people running the WWE, of course, and legendary people. and you get your face in front of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that are wrestling fans, you make a great inroads for yourself. But anyway, so we're cheering him on. He sounds pumped up. And again, WWE's Most Wanted Treasures is the name of the show, and you can check it out on A&E this Sunday and you know, every Sunday for the foreseeable future, and binge listen, or binge watch, I should say, to everything that you miss. WWE's Most Wanted Treasures, AJ Francis, once again, has been our very special guest. Check it out on A&E and check him out on his quest for the championship. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.